Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, looking at how to make cattle more efficient when it comes to utilization of water in just a moment.
She's the tough lady of new hard red winter wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another outstanding variety developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee has the built-in genetic potential to score big on yields. And with her endurance heritage, Ruby Lee holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU developed varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Your Beef Checkoff does all kinds of things to help make sure consumers feel good about buying beef both here in the U.S. and worldwide, like working with chefs to create new beef recipes and put more beef on the menu, or educating healthcare professionals about how beef fits into a healthy lifestyle, or by helping you tell your beef story to those who have questions about where their food comes from. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing your views at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
Earlier this year, $1 million grant handed out to Oklahoma State University from Uncle Sam, looking at climate change in cattle production. First of all, looking at some tools that cattle producers can use, very similar to our Cattle Comfort Index that has now been developed by the Mesonet here in the state of Oklahoma. The idea is to try to take that concept nationally. At the same time, there's research being done led by Dr. Megan Roth of Oklahoma State University looking at utilization of water by cattle. How do you select for water utilization successfully in our cattle industry? We asked Megan exactly how she was trying to put this whole project together.
Sort of the first thing we start out with is just sort of following the Beef Improvement Federation's guidelines on feed intake trials. So we take them in there, we acclimate them to the facility, make sure that they learn how to use the watering system and the bunk system where the feed is. And they'll spend 21 days doing that, and then we spend the next 70 days measuring the amount of weight that they gain, amount of water that they drink, the amount of feed that they eat, all during that next 70-day period.
You're going to obviously work on quite a few groups of animals before it's all said and done. But, you know, as you look out and you kind of, you know, cast a vision for what do you want to try to accomplish, what is that? In other words, what are you hoping to discover?
Well, I think this is kind of a new concept and something that we haven't really looked at before. So I sort of see this study as the first step in really understanding what those relationships are, and then using that information to determine how we can manage our cattle better, and how we can maybe use genetics or genomics to make some progress in efficient use of those natural resources.
And this is something that can literally be applied back down to that ranch level then?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some of the things that we're working with the Oklahoma Mesonet on some decision support tools, not only for producers in Oklahoma, but for producers around the nation in terms of expanding the Cattle Comfort Index and coming up with some tools related to demand for water resources on a producer's farm.
And, of course, for that animal, the environment they're in does have, I'm sure, impact on how many gallons of water they may intake in a given period.
Absolutely. And we're collecting weather data at the same time we're doing all these other things. So that's one of the things we're going to be looking at.
Lots of moving parts.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be a lot of data that we're producing. So it's going to take us some time to sort through that and turn it into information. But I'm really looking forward to doing that.
Lead researcher on this project, Dr. Megan Roth. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk, packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families in our local communities. It's all about family, the cows, and the land. And of course, providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org.
At your Beef Bus, have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.